O'Hara Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hara Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hara Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hara Braided Line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
Precision Tackle Manufacturers, the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Friedo, these floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capnell.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose, as your topic, fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 10 for the team. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the studio. Captain Travis Yanko.
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 One day you'll get it
Yanko
right. Yanko. Sorry.
Is in the studios, and then we
Captain
also...
Frank, I found something out today.
My middle name. What's the big deal? It's not hard to find. It's public
awesome,
record.
Dude. Just
well, guys, we're going to talk a lot of fishing today. We're going to have, we got Neil on the line for the first segment. He's going to give us all his kayak report. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to have Matt Ponzio, and I hope I said his name right. Captain Matt is down in Southwest Florida. We're going to talk a lot about this CWA group and the birds and the islands and the keep out zones and all this good stuff. That's going to keep us from fishing, which I don't like.
Hopefully not.
But first and foremost, let's talk a little fishing from this past week. And Neil, are you there?
I am here.
What up, Neil?
Are you at the bar?
He is.
No, I am not. It's 8 in the morning. They don't open till like 1.
Well, you know, we got Facebook Live kicking and Clay Evanston's watching. So I
should
probably just say something. You know, I said something on the air and I tagged him about him not being technical. He's like the most technical, least thinking that he's technical person I know.
It's all good.
Clay is tacky.
I just finished 11 hours of working on capmel.com and it
11
would have been
hours?
20 hours if Clay didn't tell me how to do it.
And Clay.
I can't hear.
Yeah, Clay.
So guys, we've got Captain Neil on the radio.
We got
here.
Neil on the line here, Clay.
Hear,
and Clay, he's really banging you up here. Not too bad,
though. Do you want me to type an insult on there?
No, don't do that. Well, Neil, before we get to that, why? First off, I've already heard. I don't want to get you on a tangent about Microsoft. First off, so let's talk a little about fishing. Give us a good report about fishing.
The Pompano action, some of the best I've seen in about 4 years. We had a couple of 20 Pompano days. We had a couple of tougher days catching them, but we had some really steady days for most of last week, which was nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, the Pompano.
That's it? That's the whole report?
And they are big, too. These are not the little ones.
They are big, too.
these fish are all 14 to 16 inches, which are big ones.
Hey, there's big dog. Run that dog, baby.
that was funny, Neil. I said, that's the whole report you got. And they were big, too.
They were.
I added to it. And that's all I've got to say about that.
And that's all Neil's
jumping
got
out
to
on
say
us,
about
huh?
that. Well, how's the rain affect you? Is it still kind of a little messed up? Because it's really changed stuff on the South Shore for sure.
You know, I haven't done as much in areas where you would get the inflow of fresh water from the rain anyway, but no, it really hasn't made a big difference with what I've done, but I would imagine if I was going to locations that I was fishing a month ago, that things might be impacted.
Cool.
Yeah, the rain is, I mean, I haven't seen...
Water's dirty.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just been, you know, we've kind of changed up areas of getting bait and stuff. But as far as the fishing, I really haven't seen a big impact yet, Jason. I mean, really? I mean, I don't know.
It's been different. And I'll tell you right now, Little Cockroach has changed. There's.
Yeah, but we haven't been fishing that for a while anyway.
I mean, right, really. Well, I've been poking in there catching some snook and a few reds here and there. Not a lot. But yeah. Now it went from catching something to absolutely nothing. I went to like six different spots. On six different charters kind of finishing up.
Sure.
And it's been, like, zero out, horrible, like, no go.
Yeah.
Game over. Like, go in. You're wasting your time. But I've also been hitting it at a 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock stage. So, you know, it's really, you know, I've been hitting it the later part of the day on the flats, which don't make a whole lot of sense anyways. But, so, yeah, the rain, I think, has affected stuff a little bit. So, and the Little Cockroach, everybody knows that area. It's actually dumping all the water out from the Little Manatee River, which flows like crazy. And with the strong outgoing tides that we've had this past week, kind of makes sense. But, you know.
I guess where I kind of went with is I spent some time in Upper Tampa Bay last week or two and definitely found some stuff worthwhile. And I start looking this time of year for some redfish schools and stuff like that. And where I was going with is I saw some really, really clear water up that way. Where with the amount of rain that I've seen, I would have thought that water would have been a little more tannic and dark. And I think maybe because we've had some of these stronger tides, these outgoing tides at the end of the day, I think they really help when we get this rain because it moves that water out. And then, you know, the following day, obviously, you get, you know, it kind of fills back up. And so I think that having those tides really helps when we get this stronger rain.
Yes.
I mean.
Yes, for sure. I just read what Neil puts and it just messed me up. I don't even know what to say.
I can't even see it. Like, I don't have my glasses
Neil.
On, so I'm struggling, man. My wife's an eye doctor, and I still don't have a pair of glasses.
Yeah. How is that possible?
I'll take a look at it and apologize for you. Go down there and get your eyes checked.
Jeez. His wife fixes his eyes for a living, and his eyes aren't fixed. How much sense does that make?
I got a pair of glasses. I just fail to use them most of the time.
Well, I tell you, the key for me is finding the clear water. If you find a little bit cleaner water, you find the fish.
Yeah, that break in that water definitely makes a difference.
The problem is that the clean water is far few in between. I even ran south, fished Joe's Island this past week, and it was okay. We caught some fish, but it wasn't what I expected. Actually, I didn't know what to expect, but I was trying to be, you know, the glasses half full type person that day, and it was half empty because there wasn't a whole lot there. And a lot of guys were buzzing around looking for the schools of redfish. It is that time of year where you get the redfish. So, but I don't really think they've pushed in. There's some schools that I've found, what's weird is typically, don't start with your don't start
one day with, I'll get him on the boat.
Yeah. Well, the fish that I've found, they haven't wanted to bite real good, which kind of surprises me. So I did find a couple schools of fish. I don't know. They're just not really ready. So
Neil, let me ask you a question. You still with us, Neil, right?
I'm here.
Okay. How's your red fishing been? Because the way that I'm seeing these fish, a lot of them are spooked up. You know, Jason were kind of talking about it the other day, and they kind of just kind of came in, and not really came in, but they're just starting to ball up. They're getting pre-spawn. Certain pods of fish are starting to do their deal. And I've noticed over the past years of fishing them when they first get in is they're a little skittish. They're a little... they move around a lot. They're moving fish. They travel quite a bit. But as far as a kayak and being able to fish in a kayak like that, have you found that, you know, some of these early pods of redfish or some of these pre-spawn fish, are you seeing them a little bit easier to target out of a kayak?
Probably not seeing as many as you are, but where I'm going, I've got one spot where there are redfish.
He's going where no man's gone before.
Well, and that's where I was going as part of that. You know, you can get in those areas, but. Go ahead, Neil.
So
sorry,
it's August, and it's hot. There's a lot of algae in the water. Even the pompano fishing is better before 9 a.m., but this one spot where I can take someone to catch a redfish, you have to do your red fishing before 7:45 in the morning or you're not going to catch one.
Right.
Now, you guys can put a bait to them, and you'll get them to eat later in the day. I catch one of these redfish on a lure, you have to do it before 8 a.m.
I've been on the flip side of the game on that falling tide, Neil. That's where I like to be. I like those feeding fish coming off of those flats. It tends to kind of ball them up a little bit better, but I agree completely with you. Some of the hard times is like, you know, especially if we're getting live bait, you know, obviously you got a little advantage there depending on how tough bait can be that morning. But you're right, man. If you can get out there and put a couple hours in, especially on, you know, on a topwater, one of my favorite things to do is topwater redfish in the morning. I don't know if you guys do that a lot, Neil, but it's really cool to see a bottom feeder eat something on the surface because they literally have to almost breach or roll on the bait, and it's a really cool, really cool experience if you've never done it.
You know what's even cooler?
Right.
Seeing a short guy in a tall tower.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I had to do that. I was just saying. Well, because I don't know. It was there. I mean, you're really short.
He's on. I bet when I stand in my tower, I'm still taller than you in your boat.
Yeah, because your tower is 19 foot tall.
Hey, size matters.
It's funny. It does. You look like you just look so proud when you're up there. It's like when you're in your tower, you're going, I'm finally. This is what it's like to be normal and to tall.
That's it, man. Hey. Got to work with it, baby.
Yes, that's all you can do. You got to work with it. It's been good. Well, Neil, any other things going on here before we close out?
You know, it's been pretty quiet, and I did have a number of people that were upset that I took a couple weeks off. So with you guys having a caller, I decided to call in and just tell everyone the Pompano action's good. The other action's decent, but I'm doing it all before 9 a.m., including the Pompano stuff. It's just all better early because it's the worst part of summer right now.
Yes, it is. Hot. We're in that, you know, you used the, what did you say, the skeeter ponds last week?
I'm not saying it. Dude. I got bashed on skeeter ditches.
Skeeter ditch. All right, so I want to say we're in the tweener time. We're in between redfish and the snook are kind of slow and the trout's kind of slow. We're kind of in that in-between stage right now. We need another week or two for it to shoot off. Well, Neil, go to the pub. Do what you do, my man.
I'm going to go make them open it up early for me.
Nice.
They opened the pub up early for him.
Pre-game.
What are you going to do?
I have to do is tell him I'm coming.
Neil, one quick question. Did you get the NASCAR tape off the back of the van?
Nope, the tape is still on the back of the van.
Is it holding up?
I'm thinking about putting sponsor decals on the tape.
Nice. Use bumper stickers to hold it together. So just be one collage of bumper stickers?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, Neil, we got to wrap up, buddy. We'll have Matt on the backside of the break here.
Enjoy the rest of the show, and I will be back in next week.
All right, cool deal. Take care, buddy.
That was Neil Taylor, our other host, who didn't show up. Actually, it's weekend tonight off. Well, guys, we'll take a little break. We got Captain Matt Ponzio coming on the air. We're going to be talking, and I wish I could get this on the Facebook Live, but we cannot get the audio.
Yeah, it's kind of tough, guys. Thanks
so
for hanging.
We're going to be talking about Southwest Florida and the problems with the so-called bird sanctuaries and the potential shutoff areas, and this is all stuff. And we're going to repeat the numbers to call us on the phone when he gets on here, so please be here on Facebook. But you're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We'll be right back.
It gets hotter than a we lay rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. There I went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, and I learned who it was. A lot about living with a little.
The Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have. Durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you'd like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com. Or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And welcome back, guys, to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show. You're listening to our second segment here, Tides and Weather. Captain Jason Prieto, Captain Travis Yackel, coming to you. We got Facebook Live. We got Facebook Live going.
So let me explain, because, and we got YouTube.
And we got YouTube.
We got the GoPro, which we're going to put on YouTube. I've got to do that when I get home. But let me explain to everybody that was watching what just happened.
It was horrible.
Gee, we kind of just roll with things, and so G's out this week, which is our board op guy. We got a great replacement.
Yeah, awesome.
We got like a little system, and the system's a little different today, but we got it going. Do we got Matt yet? Oh, we do got Matt.
Guys,
we're going to skip the tides and weather. We're going straight to Matt Ponzio. Captain Matt Ponzio, he's part of the Florida Guides. He's on the boards, as well as myself. And Matt has sat in with some meetings through the Southwest Florida stuff. I'm going to go on a limb and say crap, because we can do that, because I'm not in some kind of technical meeting that's going on down there. And so we got Matt online. Matt, you there?
I am, Captain Jason. How you doing?
Good, man. Yourself?
Good.
So, of course, this is Captain Matt. And, Matt, before we get started, you do fish for a living. You're going to talk a lot about the bird sanctuaries, or the proposed bird sanctuaries, and the no fish and no, I think, go-through zones, so to speak. But first, why don't you tell people your charter business and your phone number, since you do fish for a living, not go to these meetings.
Sure. Yeah, the name of my charter business is Smoke and Reels Charters. We're based down here in Fort Myers. So we fish Fort Myers, Sanibel, Captiva, up through Plano and Sound. I'll go as far as Boca Grande when I have to. My phone number down here is 239-549-3474. If you want to give us a call, we can take you out fishing anytime.
Yeah, and Captain Matt is a great guy. I mean, it's just one of them guys that I've got. I just check it off on the checklist of a great guy that I got to meet, and it's all because of Florida Guides Association.
Yeah.
Charlie Phillips, our president.
Awesome.
Awesome guy. We've really got a great group of guides in there, and the guys that before us that kind of laid the ground have been great. It's a great organization, and I don't want to go on a tangent about the Florida Guides Association, but I believe it's really good for guides to get involved.
Yeah.
And I believe in it. I mean, some people may not, but I do. I know Travis does.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of effort that goes on behind closed doors. Speaking of which, Matt, let's get into this, and you're going to have to coach me through it, because you sent me the stuff, and then I forgot the stuff because I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and came straight to the radio. Some of a roundabout issue that we have going is they want to shut down some of the islands around Pine Island, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they're looking to do is give you a little bit of background on these. They call them critical wildlife areas, so CWAs for short. They've been around since 1972. So between 1972 and 1993, they established 20 of these throughout the whole state. In 2015, they added one more. Now in 2016, they're looking to add 16 more throughout the state. So you can see how this kind of flew under the radar for years, just adding one here and one there. Now they're coming at us with 16 of these things at one time. Personally, I'd never heard of this until really the beginning of August is when I first heard about it.
Well, when you were putting stuff out through the Florida Guides and you said CWS, and I don't want to be the good dumb guy to ask a dumb question, what's CWA? Because I need to know.
Yeah.
And then you corrected me, so I felt kind of lost. I'm like, well, I don't agree with this, but I'm not sure what the CWA is. But
now there's Matt, this is Captain Travis Yackel. I know we haven't met. We may have, maybe some of the meetings. But first off, thanks for all that you're doing down there. I've heard a lot of great things and read a lot of great things. But more specifically, I'm sure you were planning on getting there anyway, but in a little bit more detail, I mean, what areas are we seeing that are really being affected more so than others? I mean, obviously, Pine Island and North Sanibel and Captiva and all that stuff, that's a pretty big area. So what exactly are they looking at doing to us down there?
What they're looking down here... they're looking for three islands and Pine Island Sound.
Okay.
And they are Broken Islands, the Yuseppa Oyster Bar, and Hemp Key.
Really?
Yeah, so that's the three islands in Pine Island Sound. Now, in Estero Bay, which is actually the south end of Pine Island Sound, you come out of Pine Island Sound, go across San Carlos Bay into Estero Bay. And Matanzas Pass, there's an island. Big Carlo Pass, there's an island. And in Coconut Point, there's an island.
I didn't know they're trying to shut all them
six
down?
Six islands right here in southwest Florida.
Wow.
If you actually want to go ahead and take a look at this, it's real easy. You can go to myfwc.com, type in CWA in the search box up in the top right-hand corner. Go down to the second item that says CWA and click on that. That will show you all of them that they're proposing, and it will tell you where they are.
Gotcha.
You'll see pictures and everything.
Again, guys, to get more information on these island closers, that's myfwc.com, and then go in the search bar and type CWA. This is going to affect you guys out there. They're proposing to close some islands, which means no fishing, no...
Yeah, and Hemp Key, I mean, that's kind of like right in the middle of the Sound, or it's kind of off to the east corner of the Sound, or off to the east side a little bit of the Sound, but... What kind of barrier, and I kind of briefly read it, Matt, but what kind of barrier are they looking at as far as no entry zones? I mean, obviously, you know, I don't care to go on the islands, but what kind of entry and what kind of restrictions are they going to put on us as far as getting closer to those islands?
What they're looking for is, on these three particular islands, 150 feet buffer.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to get closer than 150 feet. Now, one of the... unique things about these islands is they have to be posted in order for them to enforce it. But they're going to put these signs up so that if you're standing or on your boat right in front of a sign, you can look to your left and look to your right and see a sign.
Right.
This way you can see the boundary. Which, of course, is going to make navigation fun at night with all these extra signs out.
Sure. There's already enough guys on the bars down there at night anyway.
Yeah.
It is. It's nuts.
One of the neat things, if you go to any one of these areas that they're proposing, you'll see they have two boundaries. They have a yellow boundary, and they have a red boundary. Now, the red boundary is going to be where they're going to post.
Okay.
The yellow boundary is really for future areas. So if they decide that we need to protect more areas, they're going to be able to just go ahead within this yellow area and make that red area larger.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll just keep growing it till they choke us out.
Oh, yeah. If you look at Big Carlo Pass, which I'm surprised that more people weren't furious over this, the yellow border actually is pretty long, and it goes almost against the shore where there's a whole bunch of canals coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be down in the Everglades where if you come out of your canals, you need to have a permit to be in the Everglades.
Right, right.
You can't leave your canal.
Right.
Except in this case, you're not going to be able to go. There's not going to even be a permit. There's not going to be any permission. You're going to have to stop there.
And
if they were to make it that much larger.
And all this is because they don't want to disturb the birds, correct?
The birds.
The birds. But they're calling these as critical wildlife, well, critical wildlife areas, but it's, they're saying that these are important to the habitat. And they are disturbed by humans.
Right. Right.
That's really the key, because any one of these islands, you can do this for any island. You can say, hey, you know,
sure,
humans go to this island, so you disturb it. We have to, we got to ban this island.
Well, it's any of them. Yeah, I mean, hell, we're here.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
Yeah, now, that just doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't. And it kind of follows into my next comment was, you know, obviously, you know, we're in Tampa, Matt, and so we don't, I travel to Pine Island and down south and fish redfish tournaments and do quite a bit of fishing down in that area anyhow. And so I'm very familiar with that area, all the way down to probably Estero Bay or just south of Estero Bay there, and then picked back up in Naples. But what can our listeners, we do get some listeners, especially online and maybe on our podcast and things like that, that are from that area. And with the exception of the Florida Guides Association, what can they do, or who can they talk to, you know, help you guys in your cause, or, you know, get involved with what's going on down there?
Right now, you can still send in comments, even though they closed the comment time at August 15th.
Okay.
So they really did this quick. The first meeting was July
11th. Which is scary.
Yeah.
The last meeting was on August 10th, but then they're closing the comments on August 15th. Now, I did send an email out to them, and they told me that if somebody wanted to still send comments in, they could.
But is the comments, I mean, some of these meetings, mostly offshore, and I haven't been to a bunch of them, it's kind of been like, yeah, we're going to do what we want anyways at the end of the day. Is that kind of where this is going? I mean,
at the end of the day, it is. There's a formality for it all, you know, that they have to do.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know what? But the thing is, my theory is, and it's the same thing we preach with Florida Guides, is you're stronger with numbers. And if you get enough people complaining about this, they're going to have to back it with some science to say this is why we're doing it. Because from the stuff I read through the email is they're just, you know, they've got a broad assumption, but they really don't have any facts to back up some of the questions that were asked.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the big problems that we have with this, is because when we asked them, was there a decline on nesting birds on any of these islands? We were told, well, we don't know.
Well, hey, but Matt, we got to take a quick break. Let's go ahead, because I know you're going to be in detail on this, so let's go ahead and take our quick break, and we'll get back to this right on the back side of the break. Guys, you're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We get back, we're going to do the Come On Man segment. We're also going to be speaking more with Captain Matt Condu from Southwest Florida. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio.
Right now I'm on this lake shore, sitting in the sun, I'm sure it'll hit me. When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Okay. I've got a vibe.
The ultimate convenience in organic food delivery is at your computer. OrganicHealthyMe.com is America's first choice for home delivery of organic, natural food, personal care, and pet products. All of the non-GMO verified foods, coconut products, and vegetables at deep, deep discounts. Go to OrganicHealthyMe.com to see daily specials from brands you're familiar with, such as Bar Harbor, Amy's, Eden, Enjoy Life, and many more. Hundreds of brands to choose from, all delivered to your door on time, at your convenience. No more hassle running around town to try to find your favorite natural and organic foods or personal care items. Your pet will love the variety and healthy products. Go to OrganicHealthyMe.com for a food delivery service you'll use many times over. OrganicHealthyMe.com, fueling the food revolution. OrganicHealthyMe.com is endorsed and featured on News Talk Florida and SportsTalkFlorida.com.
The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
And welcome back to our third segment of the show.
Yeah.
Captain Travis in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
Travis Yackel, Captain Jason, Neil, we don't know where he is. Danny's on a cruise drinking rum. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And then we got Captain Matt Ponzi on the phone. And all you Facebook listeners out there, sorry, all you can do is hear our replies.
Yeah, it's
but,
a tough one for life.
You're just going to have to tune in on 1040 from 8 to 9 a.m. And, guys, if you're just tuning in on Sunday morning, we got Captain Matt Ponzi. We are talking about some of the proposed bird sanctuaries. Did I get it right? Down in southwest Florida.
CWAs.
Yeah, the CWAs, and I was educated on what that was. But, Matt, back to what you were saying before the break there, we were talking a little bit in detail about this, about it's just kind of like, is this just a song and dance to keep the public, you know, make them feel like they've been heard, or is there actually going to be a difference?
And, we had asked them for data, and they told us that they have the data, they just don't have it with them. And they couldn't tell us, is there a decline or is there not a decline?
Well, I got the first question. How could you have a meeting and not have the data with you?
Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Exactly.
I mean, or at least don't admit it. Come up with a better excuse. I mean, you're better off to say they don't have the data and they say I forgot it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Right.
All right, sorry, man. I mean, that didn't make no sense to me.
It made no sense to anybody either.
Oh, my God. That is insane. I mean, is there any reasoning with these guys, or are they just, you know?
It doesn't seem like there was. Yeah, we had asked them about, you know, right now we have the polluted water coming out of Lake Okeechobee. And we said, how is that going to affect the birds? Obviously, if the water's polluted and the bait fish leave, the birds have nothing to eat, the birds are going to leave anyway. And we were told the water issue was for another meeting. They didn't even want to address that. So they didn't even want to look at the environmental part of it. All they wanted to look at was, we know that humans disturb these islands, and we need to shut them down so the birds can have their nests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me ask this. What about the rodents? What about, like, the, you know, animals that eat the birds, that kill the birds on the island?
But that's natural.
What?
It's not human.
It's all about us. It's all about us. It's preventing us.
So the bobcats and whatever else kills, I'm not a big hunter, but all the things on the island.
Let me tell you what, if a bobcat is on Hemp Key, we might have a bigger problem.
Well, I'm being, you know, general, but there's animals up there killing the birds, that's okay, but we can't be within 150 yards because we're making noise.
Right. Well, the animals can't either, so they have to read the signs.
That's right.
Oh yeah. Oh, so if we just play dumb and say we can't read the signs, then we're gravy, right? We can stay on there.
Yeah.
My God.
The worst part about the signs is that these are enforceable by anyone. It's not like FWC has to catch you. It can be the sheriff. It can be the local police department. Anybody can see you in there and write you a ticket for that.
Right.
What is the ticket, if you don't mind me asking?
That I don't know.
That's whatever kind of mood they're in. Yeah, undetermined. That's just crazy.
They normally put like a $50,000 fine on it. You know, it's like being inside a portmanteau. Yeah, we could charge you $30,000.
$32,000.
It's like, or we could just tell you to get out. It's our call.
But
you know?
You're in there. So
they'll cap it at like $50,000 just so you're, you know, scared to go in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they roll.
I don't think anybody's scared to go in the port anymore. It's not around. There's somebody.
No.
I mean, they're getting crazy now. They're not even just easing in. They're running on planes through the no motor zone the whole 9 yards. I mean, just hightailing it and waving. It's crazy. But that's a side story, Matt. But, so, you know, I've been gotten 12 years. And one of my things that I'm really sick of is somebody telling me that I can't go here and I can't go there, but I've got to have this thing and I've got to have that. You know, good example here, and you're the same. I don't know. You guys don't have the ports like we do.
No.
We've got to have every charter captain had to have the TWIC card. Okay, so I'm walking in there. Here's my $130 so I can go in the port. Nope, you can't go in the port. Well, why do I need a TWIC card? Coast Guard said you need it to.
Yeah.
I'm like, they just keep blocking us out. And if there's logical reason, obviously I don't want to argue with the fact of federal security or protecting us, but at a certain point, you know, it's just like, okay, there's got to be a happy medium, like with the bird sanctuaries. Instead of just shutting it down, why don't they figure something out that's like that is like, meet us halfway.
Well, that's what we talked about last week, you know, as far as, and we kind of, I don't want to go back to that, but we talked about Port Manatee, and it's an area that has been locked down as a security zone, but they've opened it up in a way that's really interesting.
They came up with a solution.
They came up with a solution and met us halfway because there were so many commercial fishermen and recreational fishermen and fishing guides that put their heads together and went and made a voice and were able to, and a really cool port director, by the way, I imagine. Because they could have stopped that at any time.
Oh, they could have. And
but they were willing to work with the people involved at the time. And they came up with a way to allow anglers to fish this area, but also keep peace with environmentally what's going on and not have human obstruction to a natural occurrence. And that's kind of what, at the big spectrum, that's kind of what they're trying to do. It's the ways in which it's done and how it's perceived and everything else.
Well, it all starts, like Matt just kind of said in his own opinion, I'm not going to say went on, but, you know, these guys already got their mind made up, and I like manatees, but manatee groups, to me, in my opinion, are on the same, they're not fighting for the manatees, they're fighting to win the fight, they don't care, like, it's all or nothing with them, there's no negotiating to find something that works for everybody, it's, let's just shut 150 miles down, up to 6 foot of water, And that's that. Well, can't you make lanes? No, we can't make lanes for manatees. What if you hit one in the lane? Well, I mean, somebody gets shot every day, every once in a while. I mean, you know, stuff happens to people. But, I mean, if you make the law abidable, then people will more than likely abide by it. If you're just ridiculous, then you're going to have what happens today. And there's no doubt about it, on the South Shore of Tampa Bay, and Matt, this is out of your area, people run the flat every day. Because it's so ridiculous, not to mention dangerous on a west wind, and they just they won't budge on it. And they got so much power and money that it just doesn't matter. Trust me, I don't think any fisherman wants to kill manatees, and I think almost 90% of them want to find something that works for everybody. But what they're doing...
I'm trying to find what flavor fits right. Yeah. Barbecue or sweet sour.
That is a going joke. But, and Matt, you know, when you're telling me this, and I didn't go to the meeting, it's just you have to relate these kind of groups to the same thing. It's like, do you even care? Like, do you want to negotiate something that's fair for everybody, or you just want to – are you fighting the fight, or are you fighting to save the birds? You know, that's the question I always ask.
Yeah, I don't think these meetings were intended for negotiation.
But then why even have them?
Due process. It's due process,
right,
Bill.
Exactly. I mean, and why have them so quickly? And a lot of people were complaining that they weren't publicized. That the only reason they even heard about the meeting was because somebody else had said something to them about it.
Why? Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did get an email from the FWC on it, so I knew the meeting was coming up. But I got that email a week before my meeting.
That's ridiculous. You got to give the general public notice, and they don't. What the thing is, they don't want nobody to show up. That's what's happening here. But, you know, I actually got Facebook Live going here, Matt, and Tony Prevot just made a good point. Tarpon Key is a sanctuary that's a pull and troll only. Why can't they do something like that?
And that was brought up, but...
They didn't have their data?
They need to keep the humans away.
They need to keep...
Really what it comes... Keep the humans away is really what it came down to.
What do the humans do being 50 feet to the island? What do they do, the birds?
There was only two things that they could mention. They had one picture of a guy on one of these bird islands. Now, I'm sure you've smelt these before.
Yeah, I don't want to go on that island.
I'm going on one of those islands. All right. The other thing was they had two pictures of fishing line in the mangroves. And they said that fishermen are casting their line, they're getting it caught in the mangroves, the birds are getting caught in the fishing line, and they're dying.
What's the percentages, though? Come on. I mean...
Right. And, you know, here's the other thing. You know, we're out on the water all the time, and how many times do you hear of a fisherman being the first responder to a wildlife in distress? We see a bird that's tangled up in the fishing line, we're going to go get that bird untangled.
Yeah.
I don't know too many fishermen. There are some. There's always some bad apples. But typically fishermen are friendly people on the water for the most part, minus, you know, we're a little territorial. You know, we're like people rolling up on us. But as far as helping somebody, I mean, it's kind of like the common deal. You kind of help each other. I mean, it's like the old saying. I don't know the saying, but that's just what we do. I don't know how to say that, but so to say,
good old boy syndrome, man.
Yeah, you know, it's just I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It's just aggravating. It really is
frustrating, and it's tough to talk about it. Unfortunately, that's where our world's going today. Is politics have driven into everything that we do, and unfortunately, fishing is one of
everything.
Our, and even a step further than that, it's how we run our business. So for a guy like Matt, you know, I don't know, you know, how much that affects your charter business. But I imagine it does affect some of the places that you like to fish or maybe certain times of the year places that you go. So it's definitely something that's concerned. I mean, like I said, I know about where all those areas are. I've fished most of those areas. And matter of fact, a few of them got some pretty good fish on them. So
yeah.
It's definitely going to hurt some guys, especially that fish tournaments down there for sure.
Well, Matt, we got 1 minute till break. So, Matt, the best way for people to send a comment, concern about the proposed bird sanctuaries down in Pine Island area, and there's 6 islands you're saying total, is to go to MyFWC and then just search CWA, correct?
Right.
Okay.
There's an email address too, and it's CWA comments@myfwc.com. And in the note section, you can just put the area that you're concerned about. If it's Pine Island Sound or if it's Estero Bay, or any of these other ones that are on that list, 16 of them, like I said, altogether. Just put that in the subject line and just give your opinion.
Okay, cool deal. Well, Matt, we're going to take a little break. Guys, you listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We get back and we talk of more fishing and more bird sanctuaries and more whatever else we're
whatever comes
about.
Up.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
Catch more fish? Try Ohiro's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohiro fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohiro fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
Hurricane fans, don't miss your chance to experience all the excitement, thrills, and passion of the Miami Hurricanes' first season under head coach Mark Richt. Season tickets are on sale now for as low as $140. Reserve your seat for all 6 games, including the Canes' October 8th matchup against Florida State. $140 for 6 great games. To become a season ticket holder, visit HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES. That's HurricaneSports.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface quartz with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Napa Know-How.
A Napa guy knows nothing beats the versatility of a 90s-era hatchback. You want trunk space? The whole thing is trunk space, giving you the ability to haul canoe-sized payloads with little more than a trusty old bungee cord holding down the hatch. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa Know-How, you can keep your small utility vehicle running longer, stronger. Because it's not quirky, it's ahead of its time. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Tweeting.
Stay up to date with the most in-depth coverage of your favorite teams. Follow Sports Talk Florida on Twitter at Sports Talk FLA and like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1040, The Team, powered by NBC Sports.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors, swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
And welcome back, guys. Thanks for hanging with us, Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show. Captain Jason Prieto and Captain Travis Yackel in the house.
Sweet.
Bring it to you.
Sweet.
And a lot of good stuff to do.
Our new board op, man, he's on point. Like, geez,
I know,
we're getting
a little light and it works.
Yeah, I wish I could turn the phone.
We get numbers and
he's
everything.
He's doing the on-air, off-air, and it's scaring me. Like, I don't know what to do.
I feel like I'm...
I feel technical.
I feel like
here.
Real
it's crazy.
Place,
it's crazy. Well, hey, we got Captain Matt Ponzio. Did I mess your last name up? Oh, no more? He cut
he
off?
Cut Matt. All right. Cool. It's cool. Matt.
Is he done?
He's out.
Oh, maybe his phone dropped. He might be calling back. Game over.
Well, listen, guys, let's talk some fishing real quick.
Yeah,
Jason, while we're waiting on him.
Talk
let's do. What have you been doing, Matt?
What I'm doing, I'm talking to Matt. Matt's back on the phone.
Well,
I'm back.
Oh, he's back. He is back. Okay.
You must be on the bird sanctuary. Bad signal?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, in my personal opinion on this whole thing, I think the birds would have been much better served if they would have went ahead and did a educational thing. To educate people that when you go near these islands, there's birds that are nesting on there. If you cast into it, make sure you get your mono out of them rather than just closing it down. Because these aren't the only three islands in Pine Island Sound that there's birds on.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they do fly.
They do fly.
They don't fly in circles around the same island. So, I mean, what...
There's actually between 12 and 19, this is how close the data is. The data is very tight. Between 12 and 19 other islands that have nesting birds.
Yeah.
Every island's got birds on it, you know?
Those other islands.
We're going to shut it all down.
Shut it all down. We got the birds, man. We got to stay out of their way.
Right, and that's really our concern, is that you start with three, and then they hit another one, and another one, and another one. Next thing you know, we're out of Pine Island Sound.
Yeah. Well, again, guys, I mean, and Matt, I do appreciate you coming on and talking about this. I think it's important, and you know, we've been doing the fishing show, and we like to just talk fishing a lot of times, but stuff like this is important.
It is.
We try to use whatever little media, big media we got to get it out, and we're going to do more of this, you know, with the Florida guides, and I want more of you guys to come on and talk about these subjects because they're definitely something that needs to be talked about. The biggest problem I see in our industry is we're commercial, but we're recreational, so we're on the rec side.
Yes.
And so the rec guys, they just don't go to the meetings for the simple fact that they have jobs, they have families, they have things they got to do, so there's just not participation, and these guys just get away with stuff. Or they just don't know. Like you said, there was a five-day window on this meeting. Who the heck puts a five-day window? I mean, it's ridiculous. So,
Well, we appreciate all that you do down there, Matt. We know that you know, Florida Guides Association is one of the groups that are one of the only groups that stand up for recreational fishing and some of the things that we do and lets us do the jobs that we do each day. So we definitely appreciate your representation, not only for yourself, but for the Florida Guides Association.
Hey. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, Matt. And, man, we'll get with you. I'm hoping to see you the next boat show for sure.
Yeah, and I'll keep you posted if I hear anything else on this. There is going to be the next meeting will be up in St. Augustine on September 9th, which it's still not going to be closed then. November 16th and 17th in St. Petersburg is where we'll actually finalize this.
Okay, so St. Pete, that's right in our neck of the woods.
So there's still a chance for somebody to go out to that meeting on September 9th in St. Augustine and show that they're against us. I don't know if it's going to help or not, but
it can't hurt.
Yeah.
It can't hurt. Yeah. And I mean, it's everything
No matter what you do in life, it's always better in numbers. So,
yep.
But, Matt, we appreciate it, buddy. Hey, man, you fish Southwest Florida. If someone wants to get a hold of you, do a charter. What's your website? What's your email? What's your phone number? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Our website is smokingreels.com, and there's no G in smoking. It's S-M-O-K-I-N-R-E-E-L-S. We're on Twitter, same thing, Smoking Reels, Facebook, Instagram. Just type in Smoking Reels and you'll find us. Our number down here is 239-549-3474.
Cool deal, Matt.
Awesome.
We appreciate you calling in, my man.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good one, buddy.
Matt's a cool dude, man.
Real cool guy, man.
He's a cool dude. Glad to have him part of the
also area,
guys.
Too, man. Like, I hate to see, you know, we've often talked about and compared the difference between Tampa Bay and Charlotte Harbor.
The main thing is population.
It's population, but, you know, the depth of their fishery down there is so deep in terms of, you know, they've got greater flats, like extensive flats where you can run.
They got longer
islands
runs
that you can get behind. There's places to get lost in Pine Island. It's a really neat place if you've never been down there. And so seeing stuff like that come up, I mean, it's like you look inside Tampa Bay and they go, well, they shut down the only island we have, which is Port Manatee. So, you know, in a place where there's multiple islands and multiple places like that to fish, it really sucks when they start taking a few of them away, especially some of the better ones. So hopefully that situation can get taken care of down there and we can come out with a happy medium to make sure that we can still get some access to those areas and not lose any good fishing.
So what's up with this? We got some crazy stuff going on the South Shore here. I can't remember the lunker. Was it the mullet?
No, we had Captain Jeff Maggio. I saw him. He was on here earlier. I can't read that very good. Guys, I don't have my glasses on. I'll go back and answer your comments. But, they're doing an event. He's a big-time guy over on the East Coast. When Kathy was in school, I used to fish for water.
Lunker Dog, Captain Jeff Maggio,
man. It's a funny show.
Lunker Con
is what they're calling.
Lunker Con.
Yeah, and I think they finally figured out a place. We tried to get them over on the South Shore, guys. We tried to.
They're doing on the South Shore, not Little Harbor?
No, I tried to get them there. I ended up talking to a few people and tried to make it come together, but it didn't. And it's okay. Maybe next year.
So what is it? A tournament?
No, I think it's just kind of like a party get together kind of thing.
The funniest thing, I went to the website. The guy's got like a million like.
It's funny.
Visits.
Oh, he's great.
But
man.
He like throws the net and it's a banana.
Oh,
he got
no.
A bunch of bait.
No, dude, he's the man, dude. He throws a small net, but he catches finger mullet down there.
Dude, he opened that corner of it.
It
was pretty funny.
He's the man, dude. It's funny. It's good stuff. I've been watching it for a long time, actually.
No, I don't even know how I caught that. Miss Bait was throwing the net
good.
Halfway.
Oh,
it was on the beach, or maybe it was the sun. It was pretty funny, though. Like, they were just fishing off the shore. And I don't know. I was trying to understand.
He's hilarious, dude. He's got some great comedy.
Then the other one, he was on a bicycle. I guess it was pretty comical.
It is
know.
Pretty good stuff, man.
So
good dude.
I was
real good dude. Solid
out.
Fisherman. Well known down in that area. So we were you know really glad to have him come over here. And I think
81 Brew. It's
couple
called,
local guys.
Is what it's called right around Gandy. So
there we go. So I'll get with Jeff. I told him to have him call in one day. I think it's a couple weeks away. And if he's still watching, man, you're more than welcome to come in and promote your event there. But if not, we'll have him call in, ask him a few questions, and see what it's all about. So looking forward to that. And bummed out that it didn't come to the South Shore, because we'd love to have an event.
Nobody
like
ever wants to come to the South Shore,
man.
It's cozy up there. We've got plenty of parking.
Too many skeeters and skeeter ditches.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But anyways, guys, this show was a little different. We didn't talk a whole lot of fishing, but...
We don't need to talk fishing. We talk fishing every day.
I know it, man.
You know what I do when I get off the water? Not talk fishing.
You want to go to sleep. You're lazy.
Lazy, tired.
But anyway, the fishing is good. We've got a couple more minutes here. Red fishing is starting to pick up. Another thing, guys, buddy of mine, we're going to try to start doing some guests. I think we talked about it.
Some
more guys in here.
Jeremy Hines is coming in. Is he going to call in or come in?
I don't know. I think
we need
to
bring him in because they can't hear the conversation.
We got to get his face on here, but... he's going to be coming in next week. I'm going to hammer about some redfish. We're both kind of getting geared up for this redfish tournament.
We got to grow our beards?
No, I'm good at it. You suck. I mean, I
can't grow a beard, man. It's
but
like
I could have it. I could tuck it in my shorts in a couple of weeks.
But Jeremy's a accomplished tournament
good
fisherman.
Good guy. Hard fisherman. Kind of comes from the back roads of fishing, you know, as far as he's grassroots, man. I mean, he's a good old boy. Grew up fishing. sitting around for a long time, fished, you know, tournaments together for a while, and he's a real good guy. We're looking forward to having him in, getting some information from him and seeing how fishing's been for those guys.
So, I'll learn a couple things.
Yeah, you can not count on that.
Well, hey, the day you can't learn something in life is the day you need to hang it up. I keep telling you that. You know everything. You get on your little pedestal on your 9-foot tower and you stand up there with your little remote with the Rodan.
Rodan.
See?
Speaking of Rodan, real quick, Jay, for the folks that didn't see, Rodan's got a new trolling motor and you just got it.
Yes, they did.
Hit us up with that.
Well, it's all new electronics. Real quick, we got 2 minutes. All new electronics. They changed all the inners on it. And it's got these three lights on it. One of them tells you, so instead of just doing beeps if you have issues or not issues, it's got lights. Now, you're going to ask me the technical question, what the lights do. I can tell you the lights go red, yellow, green, but I'm not real sure what. I know one of them is GPS. They literally just, I'm testing it, and I'm trying to break it, which I haven't broke it yet. So, but Rodan's got a new trolling. They're also going to have 36. I think if it's not out, it's going to be out by the end of the year. Going to have that.
Kyle was saying something about the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to have the 36.
I'm looking forward to that too. Yeah.
New boat's coming out, Canyon Bay.
Yeah.
Literally going in the mold. I think we did a popular demand. Going to do a black and gray. Going to look like Marine Patrol, baby.
Well, I told you.
I'll put some lights on there, and I'll just sneak up on you before you know it. Game over. You're pulled over. And I was going to laugh when I turned them off. I was going to mess with people.
I'm going to run you over.
Put me out of my misery. Well, guys, it's been a great show. Everybody on Facebook, thanks for tuning in. Next week, guys. Same time, same place. Guys, if you tune in on Sunday morning, don't forget, check out our podcast, Podomatic.com, or go to Facebook.com. Like our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters. Until next week, tight lines. Catch them up.
We're out.